Lost for Words, written by Stephanie Butland and read by Imogen Church. A book is a match in the smoking second between strike and flame. Archie says books are our best lovers and our most provoking friends. He's right, but I'm right too. Books can really hurt you. I thought I knew that the day I picked up the Brian Patton. It turned out that I still had a lot to learn. I usually get off my bike and wheel it on the last bit of my ride to work. Once you pass the bus stop, the cobbled road narrows, and so does the pavement in this part of York, so it's a lot less hassle that way. That February morning, I was navigating around some "it's my buggy and I'll stop if I want to" woman with her front wheels on the road and her back wheels on the pavement when I saw the book. It was lying on the ground next to a bin, as though someone had tried to throw it away but didn't even care enough to pause to take proper aim. Anyway, I stopped, of course. Who wouldn't rescue a book? The buggy woman tutted, though I wasn't doing her any harm. She seemed the type who went through her days tutting, like a pneumatic disapproval machine. I've met plenty of those. They come with the nose ring territory. They'd have a field day if they could see my tattoos. I ignored her. I picked up the book, which was Grinning Jack. It was intact, and a little bit damp on the back cover where it had been lying on the pavement, but otherwise in good nick. It had a couple of corners folded down neatly, making interested right-angled triangles. I wouldn't do that myself. I'm an honourer of books. And anyway, how hard is it to find a bookmark? There's always something to hand. Bus ticket, biscuit wrapper, corner off a bill. Still, I like that there are some words on a page that are important enough for someone to have earmarked them. Earmarked in the figurative sense has been around since the 1570s. In case you're interested,